today's guests, Chino LaForge, as well as Trish Smith. Musical guests, an annoying fire alarm, and your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Ba-boom.
What?
Welcome aboard.
I thought it was ahoy.
I was having fun with the theme today.
I was enjoying it.
Listening to it.
All right.
You don't like ba-boom?
Stop changing
you don't
it every
like,
week.
You don't like ahoy. You don't like welcome aboard.
You just have to keep doing it until you get what I like.
What if it's just a mixture of words until someday I get the right phrase?
If you get a right phrase, like make up a phrase like bazinga or something, you know, like
no,
have those phrases.
Hell no.
Not that phrase, obviously.
Rewind, obviously. Come up with something. Not terrible.
I mean, an original phrase is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, cool. Well, Do you really think that bazinga was
no,
an original phrase?
Think it's
I'm
an
sure
original
whoever,
phrase.
Whatever writer came up with that.
You know, get off your high horse, Calhoun.
I got this real high horse. I keep it in a.
Get off that genetically engineered horse.
I keep it in a barn with a bunch of marijuana, and I burn it at night.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That kind of high. All right. What a good pun.
Slow burn. Yeah. Welcome, this week's. People, listeners.
This week's people.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Unbelievables. I am, of course, your host, Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my co-host of Eternity.
Eternity.
Johnny. Yeah, I'm going to make
what
you immortal.
What if we die and this is what we have to do?
What a wonderful afterlife
that
would be.
That's pretty good.
I'm down with that. But if it was like, what if it was like every minute of every day was just
we couldn't leave
new guests,
they were glued to our ears,
horrible guests, like the most we could only interview people from
just
hell,
like a box of sand.
Wait, what?
Our guest,
we're
a box of sand.
We'd have to do a lot more improv.
Yeah, we would.
We'd have to be
that's nice, box of sand.
How have you been, my friend?
I've been quite well.
I'm thinking we need to get more windows in the submarine because it is dark right now.
Yeah,
it's
pretty dark.
Sunny outside, but it's dark in here.
How do you know it's sunny?
I was out earlier. I don't leave often, but I do sometimes.
I guess.
Just to breathe air.
I don't leave often, but I do sometimes.
Well, yes, that would be true.
Yeah.
I like to only say true statements on this show.
Well, thank you.
Unlike you.
That's just not true.
Yep, there it is. There's one. There's
oh, wait,
one.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
true.
Going
there you
to,
go.
It's a red flag.
Bazinga.
Get the fuck out of here. How have you been, my friend?
I've been good. I went to this really cool like convention thing. Well, not a convention, but it was like a... Eight.
Was it just your family gathering?
Yes.
I went to this convention of Trowbridges. It was very interesting.
Right. No, it was called...
I met a lot of people.
I met a lot of people I've never met before. No. We went to this place called Odd Mall. Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of the Odd Mall. Mm. I have never been there.
It's just a bunch of vendors who sell like real weird stuff. And
there was it indoors?
Oh, yeah. This one was. Sometimes it's outdoors, but it was at the downtown Akron. But
okay. Akron, Ohio, for the listeners.
Yeah, we're just there a lot.
Yeah, we're docked in Northeast Ohio. We're
docked in
Lake Erie.
In Lake Erie,
we made our way,
and then we just
they
get
have
out.
Space. They got enough space.
There's tons.
I usually just park it on the beach.
The beach, which
and then
beach
I
is
wait.
That?
I wait for the tides.
Which beach is that?
Lakewood High Park.
Lakewood, the beach.
Lakewood Beach.
Lakewood Beach.
Yeah. It's a small town.
It's a small town.
So if
town.
I pull in, I know where I am, and I just call it Lakewood Beach.
Lakewood Beach.
I put down our flag. I was like, this is us.
You feel like we would run aground if we, like, parked at
no,
Lakewood.
No, we did run aground.
Oh, that's right. That's why we're here.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the tides to come back.
Yeah. Well, I went to this place called Odd Mall.
Okay.
They're selling real weird stuff. They were selling this guy who did sculptures.
They were selling a man who did sculptures.
They were selling a man who did sculptures. They were selling, this guy was selling sculptures of, like, animals, but with children heads instead. But they're stone, so they're, like, classy. And so
how could you tell that they were children's heads?
Oh, they were baby heads.
So they're, like, infants, like big
infants,
puffy,
yes,
fat cheeks.
Infant, baby, and
like
fat heads. So
it would
be a
hair.
Slug, but instead of a slug face, it's a baby face. We bought one, obviously.
Oh, good for the wedding.
Yes, we bought the frog.
Oh, no.
We brought a giant frog.
So it's a frog
with a baby face. It's green, so it matches.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer a frog face on a baby body, to be honest.
You know,
that
I
would be less disturbing.
I would not prefer that. I could decide that right now.
Oh, man.
What did you do? What did you do?
Oh, man, I had a roast. I was at a roast last night.
Oh, how was that?
I lost. But it was great. It was a fantastic
show. Who'd you battle?
I battled a young man named Kyle Hornhorst.
Is that the guy you were worried about because you didn't know how to roast him?
Not necessarily. Did I say that to you?
You did say that.
If I did, I lied.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I wasn't really worried. I had never met him before, but in the end, we both had really good stuff. He listened to the show, and he got a lot of material.
There you go.
He brought up that I like Jewish girls. I was like, that's not a roast. I was like, is there any out here? Is there any in the audience? Please.
You trying to fish?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That is awful. But he roasted me real good, and he won. But we both had a good battle, and I proposed to him. It was great.
Aw.
I proposed
really sweet.
A giant poster.
Aw.
I just thought our names kind of linked together, so I made our name together sort of thing, and it was very fun.
Was it a rainbow?
It was really sweet. Yeah, it was a rainbow. That's
why
I'm
doing
it. Did
you blow bubbles? Was there a bubble blower?
No bubbles. Instead of a ring, I offered him a Big Mac because he's fat. And I was just like,
wow.
I was like,
harsh.
It's a roast, bro.
I get
it's
it.
Harsh.
I get it.
It's harsh for a marriage proposal, sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going on.
Can you imagine when you propose to Megan, you're like, I hate, here's all the things I hate about you. But by the way,
I'll get over them.
I'll get over them.
Maybe. Do you want to marry me or not? I would do it. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Johnny, you know what sounds like a good idea?
Who?
Continue.
Continue, sir.
A good idea sounds like if we introduce our guests for the day. I was going to say evening, week, for the day. We're
okay.
Doing a new show tomorrow.
Okay.
Our guests, you may have heard them in the intro. You may have also heard them, well, one of them, speak into a microphone all over the United States and in other parts of the world. I'm sure. Someday, or maybe in the past. First guest is Chino LaForge.
Shaloha, he bros.
Whoa.
That's an entrance. That's how you do it. That's my bazinga. Don't take it.
Oh, no.
Whoa,
that's
man.
Yours.
Callbacks.
And Trish Smith.
Bonjour. Good day, sir. Okay.
That was the unexplained laughter you heard during the
intro. Yeah, I couldn't hold back. I was like...
I like having the mics hot when my guests aren't supposed to speak, because sometimes they will speak or laugh, and I'll just have to be...
We've literally been sitting silent in the submarine for like a good 5 minutes.
The oxygen tank's running low, by the way.
That's why we had to be silent for
a
little
bit. Are
you
sure this is oxygen? I feel funny.
We'll refill them at the break.
It might be oxygen.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, we don't really... I'm not a
chemist.
Yet.
Did you ever want to be a chemist?
Oh yeah, I did.
Oh okay.
I did too, actually.
Chino
really?
Too? Yeah.
Oh my god! When I was homeschooled, I don't know why I did that in quotes.
Yeah, you can't see it, but he gave it the quotes.
We'll have to swap meth recipes later. But
oh yeah,
on.
Swap them.
Baby, no.
Here's mine. But I did a talent show where I blew up some chemicals. Well, I don't know why that's spooky music.
You said I'm gonna share my meth recipe.
It's very spooky. First, you take 1 teaspoon of baking soda. And then 3 teaspoons of sugar.
I'm sure.
And then you cook it up, put it on a low heat, saute for 5 minutes. And that's how you
add paprika.
Out of the creme brulee.
And then you add human suffering.
There you
that's
go.
About it.
Chino and Trish, you guys. Oh, whoa, I'm just messing up my equipment here. You guys are in town.
Yeah.
You guys are originally from Hawaii.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Hawaii.
Close. You're
I am
close.
Not correct.
Most people say Hawaii, and Hawaii is apparently the attempt. The full swing, if you're going to go the half mile, you might as well go the whole.
Okay.
It's Hawaii.
So it's a V.
The W is a V.
Now,
only if it's in the middle of the word. The beginning of the word, it's not the V.
So, oh, I see.
Hawaii.
That's too far. Keep it going.
We'll
start simple with Chino's.
I'm going to be safe and just never say it again in my life.
You know that state you live in? Or
like, I'm going to go out to the West.
The 50th one.
I'm going to get to L.A. and keep going. And then people are like, oh, so you're going to... don't say it.
Don't say it.
Please.
We all know.
Did it... Okay, the V being replaced or the W being pronounced as a V, I think that's a German thing, is it not? So was it the native name of the islands... how did they get its name?
Well,
it has the
Hawaii originally comes from a Tahitian prince way, way, way back when. But that's neither here nor there. I think it's just the fact that the white people that came didn't really know how to. Well, Hawaiians never wrote their language down. They were complete oratory system of history and language. So when
word
it came
mouth, yeah.
to white people trying to translate it, they're like, that's a W.
too much work.
We could make it a V, but we don't want to give those damn Germans any credit.
that's right.
That's
what it was.
Them, I'm actually originally from Northeast Ohio. That's why we ended
up. That's why you guys ended up
here. Yeah, but I moved to Hawaii and kind of the culture embraced me. And so but now I've learned a lot about you go there and phonetically you ask somebody. Yeah, that's the polite thing to do. Don't try to walk around and be like, hoo da ha da hoo da ha.
Right.
That's just so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you just ask and
somebody,
then learn phonetically.
When somebody teaches you, don't say, oh, whatever. Because that is extremely dismissive.
I can't imagine doing that.
But luckily, as a Hawaiian, I am now colonizing you. I'm taking over.
Yeah. Wow. You're now here.
Taking a flag and everything.
In the continental state.
This submarine is now claimed under Hawaiian martial law.
That's fine.
I do have
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
Chino,
yes, excuse you.
I do want to say that I respect anyone that has a name based off of a type of pants. I love that. I haven't met anyone named Corduroy yet, but I am excited.
I think I have met someone named Corduroy.
Yeah.
You need to travel further, my friend.
Apparently,
you've never been to a Coachella.
Oh,
indeed.
I've met three corduroys.
I think I'll stay away.
Three corduroys. Jeez.
How many corduroys? Corduroy.
We're not kidding. We know someone named Suede.
Yeah. Oh, that's
hell
cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Name.
That's a great name.
He's got
name.
Great stuff.
My,
does he? What?
My brother's named Khaki.
Your brother's name is Khaki.
Does it have the H?
There's going to be a girl named Stretch Pants soon.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
You mean my daughter?
You're going to name your daughter Stretch Pants.
It's going to have a bunch of accents.
You think yoga pants would sound more appealing, but no, it's just Stretch
Let's
Pants.
Let's be honest, it's basic over here.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Well, you needed to make a sibling for hashtag.
That's true.
My your son? God.
It's a pound sign.
Hashtag child. It's bound to happen.
I think it already has, actually. I think somebody's already named the child hashtag.
There's already someone named Shithid, which is spelled shithead.
What? No, it's not.
That has happened. That's when I lost the last bit of faith in humanity I had when I learned that story, that it was real.
That would be one of those rapper names like Flo Rida, where it's like, oh,
it's
Florida.
Florida.
Oh. Shahid is hot. Oh, it's because it's hot shithead.
Shithid.
Dang it.
Dang it.
I fell for it.
I bought the hype.
My friend was at a clinic one day, and he was waiting and in the waiting room, and a doctor or nurse comes out and looks at the clipboard, looks out and goes like squints real hard and goes, "Is Shitty Johnson here? Shitty Johnson."
Oh,
gosh. And this lady stands up, looks at her, and goes, "It's Shitay." I was like, I feel so bad for you. Who named you Shitay?
That reminds me of that scene in Joe Dirt where he's like, it's Dirtay. He's like, don't try to church up the name. Everybody know you dirt.
Dirtay. We had a gentleman, Jose Dirtay, come on our show once upon a time. He was very incoherent.
A class act.
Class act he
That's
was.
That's what I call him.
I was like, I hope he lived up to his name. That'd be disappointing.
Oh, he did.
He was interesting. He is an interesting character.
That's a good word. I like interesting.
I have a question. Since you guys are touring the United States, the continental United States.
Lower 48.
The lower 48.
Right. Mainland.
Well, Hawaii is still low.
We're actually the most southern state in
yeah.
the United
really?
States. Really? Yeah.
Oh, dang.
We're in the tropical zone. Which is a climate zone
away
from the equatorial zone. Equatorial zone.
So like right around where Costa Rica is.
Bingo, you got it.
Bingo, yeah. That's another one. We're gonna keep that one.
Bing,
that's ours
bing, bingo.
It's recorded on our show, so we get to keep it.
Anywhere where you can grow bananas is a tropical climate.
Is that right?
It's just a little thing.
Can you grow them in Florida?
In Florida?
You can't
in Florida?
Yeah, get it right.
Sorry.
At least pronounce things right.
Sorry.
Hawaii is actually the most isolated group of islands in the whole world.
Really?
So that's why whenever there's like a tsunami, hurricane, we get a big heads up. Like we're ready from like anywhere from Chile to Japan. And
Well,
so actually it's an advantage. So if we're going to die, it's like at least we can prepare for 6 hours.
Anyways, you were on to a question.
Sorry.
Well, actually that brings up my second question, which was going to be how at risk is Hawaii of sea monster attack?
Cthulhu is actually, if you read the Lovecraft.
H.P. Lovecraft.
I've read a little bit.
The coordinates of Cthulhu is actually just off the coast of Hawaii by about 200 miles. So we had to worry about Cthulhu attack.
Pretty regularly.
Have you seen him?
Oh yeah. Oh, I've heard his call.
Oh really?
It's
That's not a good thing.
Call of Cthulhu. It's classic.
You know, how else do you explain this presidency, man? It all makes sense. You know
what?
All,
you know what? You might be right.
Together. It's all coming together.
I would assume that Cthulhu would be a huge threat if he's off 200 miles away.
Well, it, I mean,
which way 200 miles?
He's Hawaiian. He's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian.
You guys, cool. Just, yeah, you guys are screwed. Cool. Of course he's Hawaiian. He has an octopus head. Like, that's the most.
What are you thinking?
I'm just worried about anything that comes from the ocean. I am terribly...
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Sushi. Loch Ness Monster.
Sushi. That's why I only eat fish, because I'm desperately trying to eat everything
inside. You're trying to wipe out the population.
I'm trying to wipe them out.
That's clever. That's clever.
I don't eat land animals anymore.
It's land versus sea, as far as I'm concerned.
It is. It's very black and white.
Teach a man to fish. He no longer fears fish attack.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I like that.
I go and see every movie that has to do with propaganda against sharks.
Oh, really?
Any movie that looks like they're painting sharks in a bad light, or as I say, just accurate.
Oh, what about Sharknado?
I go and support it.
What about Sharknado? Did you like that one?
Yeah, they're invading the land. Obviously, I go see that because I want people to be warned.
To be fair, it wasn't the shark's choice.
That's true.
This hurricane.
Or was it?
That's what people like to say.
They swam in circles really quickly.
That's a documentary.
That's what they do already. They're prepared.
They like, swam towards it.
Yeah, they were like, this is a great idea. This is how we're going to get on the land.
That was like the shark's equivalent to a wormhole. They could not
right.
step through.
Their curiosity.
That's my Stargate.
If you visited Hawaii, you should actually be more worried about people driving on the road or texting while on the crosswalks than sharks. To be honest,
fun fact: more people die a year from falling coconuts than from shark attacks. Did
True.
You know that?
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, so you're safer sitting in the ocean than sitting under a coconut tree.
I think
tree.
It's because we're doing a good job killing as many sharks as possible.
We're doing
maybe
a good job.
Coconuts are the silent killer. You don't know.
I mean,
yeah. The silent,
not that silent, because you know
statistically.
How much do they weigh? What's like? You know, I don't pick up a lot of coconuts.
Sharks or coconuts? Okay. I wonder how many.
How much does a shark weigh?
How much does a coconut weigh in shark units?
How can a 5 ounce bird carry a 5 pound coconut?
It's a great
are we
movie.
Really going to have this talk again?
No. We're going to. Yeah, we'll backtrack on that.
I say it's about 0.2 sharks.
It might be accurate.
That sounds accurate to me.
It depends average, with shark. Depends
yeah,
shark.
Yeah, the average size of a shark.
The average
land
shark.
All
the
sharks.
The average shark.
The trouser shark.
The trouser
shark. The street shark.
Yeah. Dude, Jossum.
Dude, street
wow,
sharks.
Wow, I saw that once. That
you
was...
saw it once?
Yeah.
The television show?
Yeah, the television show.
You only
show.
Saw it once?
You didn't watch it?
I did. That's why I'm asking you how you only saw it once.
I was like, what is this? And then I didn't watch it anymore.
Man, I had toys.
I was gonna say
I highly invested in the street shark market, and it was
street shark market.
It was ill advised because they only lasted like a season and a half. So, I mean,
only lasted a season and a half.
It was a strong season and a half.
It really was powerful.
Yeah,
it was riveting.
They were gonna go. They, I mean, if they got through another season and a half in a movie, they would have been golden. They would have been ageless. They would have been gone down in cartoon history.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Three seasons in a movie, isn't that what everyone's looking for?
Yeah, I think no, so. But now they're a different type of ages. They're like a JonBenet ageless.
Oh my God.
They were just like, we'll never forget you. You were with us for two, not long enough.
Isn't JonBenet Ramsey just Katy Perry? Isn't that how that works?
Yes.
I've heard that. I've heard that theory.
There's a Netflix special right now about people getting cast for JonBenet. It's really messed up. You should check it out.
Getting cast
Who
for
is
her?
It?
It's kids. Like, the stories about these small town parents wanting their kids to be cast as JonBenet. But from that, it became more interesting story about how crazy the parents were with the kids, and so that's what they made the documentary.
Oh,
back.
Wow.
They never even made the movie.
Oh my God!
Isn't
that's
that
happened a few
up?
Times.
Like, this movie's way too juicy.
That's like
exactly.
That's like the Honey Boo Boo Child.
There has to be.
I'm
a
sorry, writer. That's just.
Why
like,
would you spread that?
I'm sorry.
There has to be a documentary
it's a thing
about
that. Happened.
Yeah. Why would you just say
we can't
so
turn a blind
whole...
eye?
Boy, that was... I don't know if those.
I think there's also a documentary on just the JonBenet Ramsey murder / mystery
the investigation.
Yeah, and
yeah, I saw
one of my friends.
Does Katy Perry comment?
I don't.
Maybe she does.
I hope so.
You know when they do the silhouette? Then maybe that was her.
She's on the lion from the Super Bowl.
She's a scary.
What
wait
if Katy
a second.
Perry is JonBenet? She never died.
Exactly.
That's,
like, that's the thing.
Wow.
That's
the
conspiracy.
New conspiracy. You should check it out.
I did not.
There's
know
also
that.
The Miley Cyrus conspiracy, which is unrelated to JonBenet. But did you not hear that?
No.
That,
what's that one?
I'd like to hear it.
That
Two episodes of Conspiracy. We're on a roll. Yeah.
It's that Hannah Montana version of Miley Cyrus was killed and buried somewhere in Nevada.
Oh, they're twins?
And they had a different one that came out with the short hair wild Miley.
What?
But what? That has True obviously story. Been put to bed since, I don't know if you saw Miley Cyrus's most recent photo shoot, but she looks like Hannah Montana-ish again. She grew out her hair and she's...
Cover. It's a cover.
It's a cover, you think so?
It's a cover.
I believe she really grew up... I was going to say, have I been paying no attention to her? Because last time she had like a buzzed head. I was going to say, she grew out her hair that
long. Grew back.
Man, it's a cover.
I have not been paying
attention.
She got extension.
How close was the photo?
Don't forget, blurry? Don't forget that Billy Ray Cyrus is her father. She can grow hair really quickly.
It's at least
only in the back.
Yeah, that's right. It's a mutant ability to just grow your hair.
She has a mullet at all times.
Yeah. That always confused me why people thought like it was weird that she was white trash. I'm like, her dad invented the mullet.
No, that's true.
She's part of the mullet. She's the heiress of the mullets, of course.
Do you remember when we talked about that show that Billy Ray Cyrus was on where he was a doctor?
Did we talk about that?
Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever see that?
Was it like a Doogie Howser or something?
No, he was a doctor. It was called Doc.
Nothing of that high quality.
And he was a doctor.
Did he
was it a soap opera?
Kind of.
Okay.
Did he at least like pull his hair back like a doctor would?
Yes. Okay, no, good. He had short hair. He had short hair.
Okay.
No Did he mullets. Cure everyone I'm with his guitar?
Oh, no, with Jesus.
Hey, I'm Doc.
He cured everyone with Jesus.
You have
a medicine woman.
You have. Yes. I'm so sorry, but you have Billy Ray virus.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Zinger.
Thank you.
That's called a zinger.
That's a lob.
That is a zinger.
Is that what he would say to everyone he slept with, apparently?
Oh, God.
That wasn't even his patients. That was just after.
Tell your mom, tell your friend, tell your dad, but don't tell my heart.
Chino got so excited.
This guy's a roll.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's diagnosed a few people with achy, breaky hearts.
It looks like you have an achy, breaky heart. What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
Medically.
They shut down the show immediately. Like, the producers are watching. They call in. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
I don't everyone
Burn
see
it.
This.
We're going to have to put in a country pacemaker.
Go back to Rob and Ridiculousness.
Oh, my God.
That's another song reference if you know more than his one hit.
No, I don't.
I can tell you,
keep it that
honestly,
way.
I don't.
That means there's, like, two listeners who are like, yes, this guy knows. Oh, he knows.
It's Northeast Ohio. You don't know.
I've been waiting for someone to mention Billy Ray Cyrus again. Okay. Bring him back.
BRC.
I've listened 30 episodes since the last reference.
Apparently, I didn't know that my man had a little crush, but we can talk later. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
It's more of a hair infatuation since I'm losing mine.
You're infatuated with Billy Ray Cyrus.
I think Chino just thought it was mutual, that you both loved Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, I'm pretty sure Billy Ray Cyrus loves me back. Yeah. It's one of those.
Music
speaks to me.
Eventually, do you have correspondence with him?
I will assassinate him in front of his Asian wife. And then
and wear his
and then
face?
She'll make terrible records, too. Oh, wait, no, that's John Lennon. Sorry.
Tell
me you bought a Yoko album.
She's coming out with a new one.
Is she really?
She is.
I just really like her Star Spangled Banner. It's so beautiful.
Is it as good as, I can't think of her name now. She's having her show renewed for 10 episodes.
Katy Perry.
No.
JonBenet Ramsey.
No. It's not someone we talked about. It's
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Roseanne.
The domestic goddess.
She did Star Spangled Banner.
I've worked with her before.
You've what?
I've worked with her before. She's
really
wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We were just talking about her recently.
To quote what she said about my set, I didn't see it, but I heard you were funny. So I'm assuming that's a compliment.
That's good. That's pretty good.
I didn't see it, but I heard you were funny.
Yeah. I got a picture out of it. So that's all I really want.
Great.
That's awesome.
I don't care what you thought. Just take this picture so I can use you on my resume.
I can put you as the background of the resume.
This is going to be your memory after this. Just make this work. Just give me something tangible.
Mom.
So yeah.
Right. I have a question, a specific question, a genuine question pertaining to you guys being from Hawaii. I said I wasn't going to say it again.
You said
it's okay.
It.
It's okay.
We do a lot of lying. Do people that are native to Hawaii or maybe moved there and lived there most of their lives vacation in the continental United States?
Oh, Vegas, bitch. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
The Ninth Island.
Vegas is known as the Ninth Island because Hawaiians gravitate towards it. I don't know if it's because we're landlocked and then we need to release, and we're better to release all that feeling of feeling closed in than in a place like Vegas.
Covered,
but a lot of Hawaiians
surrounded
actually,
by land.
Yeah, right? But a lot of Hawaiians actually buy property in Vegas.
There's a big
culture of Hawaiians out in Vegas. But we're pretty transient. There's a lot of Hawaiians like kind of everywhere. You'll find little pockets of us. We don't really we don't really, once we leave, we don't really have any loyalties to anything except for just
right.
each other.
Yeah.
And
well, that's kind of cool.
To the continental United States, even in pop culture, Hawaii just seems like this exotic place that you'll go to when you're old.
I've been there once.
I feel like we should encourage people.
That's like the human equivalent of littering, though, just so you know. Like, you're not bringing anything good when you go there when you're old. Yeah.
Just money,
like Florida.
I guess.
I don't want to go to Florida again.
I lived there.
Sorry.
It's definitely.
The only reason I would go is to go to Star Wars World or whatever that they're making.
Oh,
the new
hotel.
Those
are just resorts. We're talking about the state of Florida, which is the meth basement.
Agreed.
Of the United States.
The meth basement.
Yeah, most definitely.
The meth basement.
Where it's not.
I like to say something that it's a big state.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's a lot of different parts.
That's true.
There's a Bible Belt part. There's a beautifully cultural part, which is the South.
Everglades?
No. That's not the cultural
part. Talk about the
Unless,
Everglades.
You know, of course, you're being Crocodile. Eaten by alligators is your idea of culture.
It's beautiful.
He likes mosquitoes and
I love them.
Geriatric
I
wards.
Keep them. I keep them in a little net at my house. Open it up.
You keep them in a net.
Yeah, it's nice.
He breeds them.
You breed them. I'm trying to make them faster and stronger.
You GM mosquitoes.
That's right.
GM mosquitoes.
He's got
amber. That's the show, guys. Thanks a lot for
I'm came out here
swinging wild.
I'm
going
swinging
crazy.
A hot bat today. I'm not going to.
I hope we get a ton more in the second half of the show because these are gold. Like I said, and I'm keeping them all because they're on my show.
Oh, absolutely.
So they stay here.
This is fluff I wouldn't have written down anyways.
We're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, I'm going to talk to you more about touring the United States, stand up and everything, LA scene. Because you spend a little bit of time out in LA, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where he's based
out there
now.
For
Hell
two,
yeah.
2 years. Yeah,
nice.
Cool. I'll ask you a little bit about that. And Trish, being a radio personality, we have to talk about that because I have a history in radio as well.
Wonderful.
So we'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in just a moment.
Word.
All right, guys. I'm going to level with you. I've been trying to look for new gloves, and I keep accidentally trying to pull them off with my teeth. And it tastes horrible. I work with chemicals. It tastes horrible. So I was looking online, and I found these great things that I'm now a spokesperson for called banana gloves. How do they work, you say, that I hear you saying right now? Well, here's my friend Calhoun, and he'll tell you he's a happy customer of these. Tell us how do they work? How do you? Yeah.
These are gross.
Really good. Grossly underestimated.
Indeed, my friend. Yes. You caught me off guard, but you're absolutely right. These gloves are delicious.
Yes.
I can't believe...
Banana flavor.
You've been able to manufacture a banana-flavored glove.
Yes, that's right.
I see, when you said banana-flavored glove, I thought, one, you've made two, my friend.
Yes, yes.
You made two, a pair of gloves, banana-flavored.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
When you get candy, what is the first flavor you go for?
Oh, I immediately go for banana.
Everyone goes
you
for
know
banana.
It. Everyone knows.
When I get runts, bananas.
Absolutely.
When I get actual bananas, I eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love bananas.
Bananas are just easily number one fruit in the world.
That's why they're shaped like a curved one.
Exactly. But if you turn it just so, it makes a perfectly straight line.
Or two, it makes a zero if you have two of them.
You get two of them, zero, put one next to it, 10. I would give it a
5
10 every
of them,
time.
That's 100. That's 100%.
100% banana glove.
That's right.
And I would give you a 10 if I were a judge. Even if I were a German judge.
Nice. Thanks.
You're welcome, my friend. Tell us, how did you develop this banana glove?
Okay, I was in the dungeons of France.
Okay.
All I had were gloves to dig with. And when I would try to take them off with my teeth because my hands were shackled,
wait, obviously it was gross.
I don't know how I was digging with the shackle.
wait, what? Where were you digging?
I guess I was digging in front of me.
So you were digging in front of you.
They gave me some gloves.
They gave you, well, I mean, that's
they
that's
gave you
France.
A sporting chance.
That's France for you. So they gave you some gloves.
Yeah.
And
they were horrible. They tasted horrible, Calhoun.
They tasted horrible.
Yes.
Calhoun, I don't know who that is.
I mean, George. They tasted horrible.
George. They tasted terrible because you're digging with them all day.
Yes.
So when you
worms.
Escaped French prison.
Yes. I was like, you know what? I have to set about fixing this. I know there's other people digging out of prison that don't like the taste of their gloves.
Tons of people are digging their way out of prison. And
dozens.
There are dozens of people. There are tens of people that are digging their way out of French prison. They've been given gloves, and they're taking them off with their teeth, and they're disgusted
they're
by
disgusted.
It. So you've created this product, and it's easily accessible
it's a low price. It's a prototype right now, but yes, we are selling just the
You're selling the prototype, the one pair, yeah. The one prototype pair, so we can fund the production of more.
Yes, that's how very sought after, get going.
Very sought after product, and we're selling it for the low price of
$12,000.
$12,000. U.S. dollars.
You know how much bail is in France? Not
about $9,000. So, who has that kind of money?
No one.
No one has that kind of money.
You could do down payments for this.
You could.
And
yeah, you can do down for several hundred payments of a couple bucks.
A couple bucks. The price of a coffee cup for the rest of your life.
Coffee. Think about how long you're going to be drinking coffee. Think about how old people drink coffee all the time.
You know why?
Because they know how to budget their money.
That's right.
So they are able to afford it. You'll be able to afford these gloves well into your 90s.
That's right. Once you reach your 90, you'll be like, and you're in French prison, you'll be like, this tastes great. I'm so glad I made this purchase.
Remember, when you're in French prison, get some banana gloves.
All right. That's me and George. Buy some banana gloves. Thank you.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
This is the worst recording of this.
It's the only recording.
It's the last one left. They looked like, even they were like, even though they had like their teeth showing, they looked like they were grimacing the whole time, they still looked friendly.
They had sunglasses.
They looked
cool,
like a bad acid trip that was starting to go good.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
I was starting to get worried, but this is going somewhere.
What is the story?
The rollerblades, man.
What is the story? Is it just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? They just got...
Now, what? I don't know their origin story, to be honest.
They're not from Secret Ooze. They
I don't
just...
recall. Oh. I think they're aliens, but I could be
they're totally aliens?
Wrong.
They probably came.
I hope so.
Wait, no, that was the Biker Mice from Mars. Shit.
Well, I hope that they're aliens.
You guys both love the Street Sharks, but I'm not.
Well, I mean, it was on the tail end of... Or I, like we said, it only lasted a season and a half.
Yeah.
And I was pretty young. I'm much younger than Chino, I think. I'm 25.
I'm 30.
Okay, so we're not,
like,
not that
we're
much.
Like a high school away from each other.
Right, right. So, I mean, I think I would have been, like, too young to understand, like, this is a show that is good or not. I just kind of saw it a bunch of times. Point.
You were what we call a tastemaker. You're a demographic. They feed it to you.
I was a demographic. Welcome back to The Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. We are here with Trish Smith and Gina LaForge.
Hi.
I'm, of course, Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my co-host of Eternity.
Bonjour.
Johnny Trowbridge.
I like Johnny.
Thanks.
I do.
He spells it without an H, which I appreciate.
I like Johnny less.
I'm a Johnny Cash fan.
I have no time for unnecessary letters.
Yeah, I don't have time for silent
Neither
letters.
Neither do I. I dropped my A years ago.
Thank you.
I used to be Trisha.
You used to be Trisha. Is that for real, or am I just being fooled again? No. You have great deadpan, if that's just a lie.
We'll never know. I actually used to be Trisha, but we're not going to talk about that.
Well, you guys didn't want to get mixed up.
Dropped a lot of letters.
You guys hang out so much, you didn't want to get mixed up.
I dropped it's not a trans joke. I'm not going to make.
Oh no,
it's 2017. I got to wake up. I have to stay woke. Sorry.
That's
You're
right.
You're so woke, Chino.
That's right.
Trish, you used to be on the radio.
I used to. I used to. Yeah, for years
in Hawaii. It was.
Yeah, on Maui. I Actually, it started in Columbus at CD 101.
Okay.
Nice. And then Q101 in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then was more of like the rock and roll girl, like, yeah, how you doing? And mm-hmm. then I was, I'm a writer, I'm a journalist, so it just kind of fell into that on Maui. They needed like a talk radio, someone that was reporting the news. I was already writing the news in the weekly paper, so it naturally happened, and 5 years later, we were kicking it, killing it.
Did it kind of feel like an NPR gig?
Absolutely. We called it the NPR of Hawaii. Actually.
Oh, for real?
Wow, really? That's cool.
We never told them, don't, please. I have to play royalties.
Would they find that as an... Oh, okay. No. You didn't tell NPR. I thought you meant like the producers of your show. No. I was like, would they really care?
No, I was the producer of my show. Actually,
oh, that's great.
On Maui is really cool because they kind of give it to you. They give you this time slot, so you get to pick your engineer, co-host.
Nice.
And I got to produce, get my own advertisers. I was in control of whatever I said, which also meant that FCC was on my butt if I ever said anything wrong. Huh. So you had to be a good girl.
Which is why she says butt instead of ass now.
Butt. Booty.
It's just microphones in front of you. You're just conditioned to censor yourself.
And it was fun. So yeah, I was more of like the rock and roll DJ girl. I would go on and tell what's going on in music and arts and entertainment. But then the radio show became more of a like interviewing comedians, mm-hmm. artists, environmental practitioners, cultural heroes. And it just became this great like variety show.
That's awesome.
And we had
cool.
And we always got people giving us free stuff, and who doesn't like free
stuff? I was actually
you know most people.
I was a guest of Trisha's show before I was a guest in her bedroom.
That is it's true.
It's true.
For the listener,
Sevray,
they have slept with each other.
We're doing it.
We doing it.
Across the country.
We're kind of into it. It's kind of our thing.
He got this microchip stuck in
Stop scratching
ago.
It.
Okay.
Stop. Whoa.
Moving on.
We'll talk about that in the car.
Radio is a beautiful beast. And from it, you get to help a lot of your friends. And at the same time, it's cool.
Did the journalism come first, or was it the radio that came
first?
Okay, cool.
I've always been a writer for like newspaper, magazine. I've actually won awards for
I've read
articles.
Newspaper, magazine. It's my favorite.
Newspaper and magazine.
What kind of paper
the
do
Maui
they print
Weekly.
It on?
The Maui Weekly.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I don't even want to think about that.
Is it newspaper or magazine, man?
So as you can see, newspapers aren't as cool anymore. So I had to, you know, expand. You got to do a lot of
resurgence.
Things.
I think newspapers are having a resurgence. They're finally figuring out the digital medium.
Wonderful.
Finally.
Yeah.
About 10 years late.
I know, right? But so from that, I get to do a lot of cool things with musicians and artists, and I've got a great history and a lot of variety, so which helps when we're working on, you know, Chino Ford's machine.
Chino Ford's machine.
When you guys met, was it at the radio station you were both working at? Because you mentioned, I think off mic, that Chino had a show as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Down the hall.
Yes.
In the studio.
At a morning talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
MC in the morning.
It was talk show mixed with old school radio.
Do you have to be like
old school? What does that mean?
It was great.
Like early we're 90s. Talking like 90s R&B.
Okay.
90s.
Like, are you into like 112? Peaches and cream.
No,
did you
I don't
roller
know
skate?
This.
Anything you've ever roller skated?
I
even,
did very
even
briefly.
Earlier, even further back than that, we did a lot of like freestyle, like Lisa and the Cold Jam stuff like that.
Did you have EMF?
I know Lisa.
An unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Our parent show, the Lousy Weather Media, they like to make fun of our show with that jingle.
Yeah.
They like to mention that a lot.
They play it like every time.
Every time we're on there, like, oh, we'll just go.
We're like,
shout out to you, Sean. I know you're listening. Don't worry. We love it.
I couldn't help myself.
So great.
I think Chino actually approached me in a parking lot.
We were
smoking.
We were.
A pair of scissors. He's going to cut your Achilles tendon and kidnap you.
Stop running. No, yeah. I bounced at a bar that was right across the street or right across the way from
bartending.
The bar that she was bartending at.
Oh, okay.
And it was tradition for the bartenders and the bouncers to all get together and have fire safety meetings post shift. Are you familiar with fire safety? It's where
you
we go smoke weed.
I was going to say, is this where you go? And I was like, I don't know what this means.
We
cannabis.
Smoke weed.
Is the
I was like, maybe they have different rules in Hawaii.
I don't know.
It's called Cher.
Yeah. That's right.
I love Cher. She's great.
One of my favorite ones.
But I was only 22 at the time. And,
okay.
As
opposed to the legal age of weed, which is nothing.
But she wasn't really considering me as a suitor because I was on the younger side. So we were friends for a while before we started. Hopping on the good foot and doing the bad thing.
We both dated some crazy.
And doing the bad thing.
That would
I'm
be,
learning so many great turns of phrase.
That would be the hardest man in show business, James Brown. It's a quote.
Oh,
I can't take credit. But
hardest man in more ways
you could
than
have.
One.
I would have believed you.
We both jumped off the crazy train. Oh, Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, and
that was weak, Trish.
Come on.
Gino's come like, on. Oh, man, leave the weird turns of phrase for me.
I have a question. When you're on the morning show, did you have to do that thing where, like, you're super loud and, like, like, wake up!
Yeah, like, looks like he had a spill. Like,
crazy sound effects.
Yeah. Yes. Pew, pew, pew.
The morning zoo show.
Yeah.
Was it just you on the show?
No, it was myself and a DJ. His name's Emmett Freitas, but he went by DJ M.
Okay. Or
DJ M.
He was M, I was C. We were MC in the morning.
Oh, very cool.
Shout out to my boy M. Miss you, buddy. Yeah.
He was great. It was a great show.
He now breeds pugs.
He breeds
nice,
and they're right. Adorable.
Well, yes,
you're jealous. You can.
There's so many people that people love pugs. There will never be a shortage of people that want pugs.
I love
dress
pugs.
Them up
that's
as
true.
Characters from Game of Thrones.
I'm always afraid their eyes will pop out. I'm always afraid.
Really, that's your fear?
Like if you hugged them too hard.
Really, because I'm afraid they're gonna die of sleep apnea.
Yeah, that me too.
Which is a way more realistic fear for pugs.
Okay,
they can get sleep apnea.
Once again, I guess statistically.
Okay, this guy's all about statistics.
Yeah, he only says truthful things, just like you.
That's just like
that's
me.
That's why you guys are such good friends.
That's true.
I did my pre-search. Let's research.
Pre-search. Oh, wow.
I got puns for days.
Yeah, really.
We had to leave some in the car because he has so many.
A case full.
Yeah. They're plentiful. That's too much. That's too much.
Oh, my goodness.
So your show, you had in the morning, you had the co-host who now breeds pugs.
Well, he was breeding pugs then, too. But now
he was breeding pugs then, too.
It's become a full-time job.
Hey, I mean, I'm sure there's big money in that.
Someone's got to watch them pugs.
Right.
Get nasty.
Getting messed. Make sure, hey, what? Not you too. The other two.
You're the ugly
you
ones.
Yeah, you guys
breed
suck.
Up.
You're small, man.
You breed up.
You're small, but not in a pug small way. You're in a weird small pug way.
Puggy smalls.
You're too small.
No good.
You got a real big head, boy. I can't imagine trying to breed animals. I mean, I don't like dogs.
I think
already.
Pandas is the funniest breeding that's going on.
Pandas are
did you
adorable.
Hear about it?
I haven't heard of this. Tell me.
There are people who are panda doctors. Or whatever that means. And they
sounds
will
like
dress up as panda bears and then have sex so that the other, the pandas are like, oh, that's what you do. Because pandas are just lazy and they're totally happy with laying around in bamboo for the rest of
hell
their
yeah.
life. But we need to breed them because they're endangered.
Yeah, bro.
So that's the weird stuff.
You said panda doctors and the only thing I could think of was Dr. Pandas. I am Ming Ling and I'll be taking care of your chart today. Ooh, looks like you
did
have
you
the
say Ming Ling? That was my
looks like roommate. You have the Billy Ray virus.
Bring it around.
Luckily we have
a callback.
We have some tiger bone dust that we're going to cure you with.
A little bit of horn of rhino. And
okay. Thank you for letting me get my nuked. Panda segment in. I'm trying to get that in.
Are you a panda spokesperson?
I'm a panda pusher.
I'm a panda pusher.
Pandas on land, turtles in the sea, owls in the sky. Yep, that's
yeah,
what's going on.
I've heard that phrase.
Are those your three totems?
Yes, yeah.
This show's weird.
I really like this. I mean, the subject matter of this show is very fluid,
man,
so don't worry.
Yoda's
if any
here.
Of your audience, if any of your audience takes any medication for ADD, they're loving this right now.
They probably
they're just
are.
Like, oh my god, finally!
It's people tough. Yeah. I try to
finally.
People speak to me.
Now I understand. This is the only show I'm ever going to listen to.
I can listen to this and actually finish doing the dishes. It's amazing.
I'm going to try and advertise this to ADD people exclusively.
Are
now.
You? Is that right?
I'll try. Okay. I don't know how to get their attention in the first place.
You're right. That's a tough market.
Yeah.
You either hop on that train or get off.
That's
you know?
A fluctuating demographic.
I shoot for the stars. I don't go for the easy shit.
Stop. Why are we so cliche phrases?
I'm trying so hard.
Take
not
it to the bank.
I'd love to do a show where it's all cliche phrases.
Oh, the whole time.
Oh
yeah,
my
the
God.
Entire time.
Yeah,
oh,
we should have a rapper cliche.
We'll be back in a few weeks.
Is there actually a rapper named Cliche?
Oh God.
I learned so many things on this show.
Probably
you
doesn't
do.
Even know what that means.
Yeah. So. No, I go by Clitch, bruh.
Yo, it's called Clitch.
Clitch.
Yeah. Yo, you up in my Clitch?
Ooh.
You ain't messing with my Clitch. Clitch.
But
that's right.
Would he have been on your show in the morning?
Absolutely.
Was he back in the 90s?
Clitch,
yeah,
Clitch.
He was Slick Rick's side guy for
Slick
sure.
Slick Rick's Clitch.
Dude,
I know my stuff, man. I don't play.
I know some slick ribs.
Last time we were on Maui, actually, Chino got to open for Cheech and Chong.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. That was fantastic.
That is how much time you get to do ahead of them?
They gave me like a half hour set.
What? Yeah. That's great.
And there's like 3,300 people there.
That's so 3,300. Cool. What was the venue like?
Jeez. It was a civic center.
Hell yeah.
It was that Lahaina Civic Center on Maui. And the strange thing was I kind of felt like oddly depressed after the show because I love doing comedy. I love playing. Like, that's my whole thing is playing with audience. Anybody who's brave enough to try to talk to me, like, I will make you part of the show. And it'll be a positive way. Maybe not for you, but for everyone else involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a dude sitting in the front row, and I could hear him heckling me. Mm. But I also knew that he had 3,300 people behind him. So nobody heard what the hell he was saying.
Right.
So the whole time he's like, oh, yeah, huh? Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right?
Is that right? I'm like,
it's like you can't mention it, or if you try to, it's out of context. And it doesn't matter.
Luckily, I didn't because I got a good pro tip from a professional comedian who had done these big venues, and I had asked them for some advice. And one of the things they said was like, "Don't even bother with hecklers.
Right?
That's just going to ruin your show. Do your set. You're funny. Just deal with that person being a shitty person." And I did. And it was a great set.
Everybody
had a good time. My mom gave a bunch of people edibles because she's that kind of lady. I love her for that.
I do recall that you mentioning your mom smoked eats edibles now.
She is 420 friendly.
In your stories in the stand-up you've done, which is spectacular, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very funny.
I have a good time, too.
I love the stories you tell. You craft very good stories on stage. So it's good to hear that one of them's true.
Most of them are.
The majority of them are true.
That's great. Yeah.
I can't tell you which ones aren't to reveal the mystery.
Yeah, it's like showing the magician's trick.
Yeah, but if you want to know what he's talking about, come see a show.
Please do. And you'll hear about that in the plug section.
I will plug it later. I know you
better stick around. They always do. They always stick around.
We're stuck, actually.
Well, I mean, if they've done the work to found you, I figure they're going to do the work to listen to the entire show. Because you have like 9 different podcasts on one main page, right?
I think we've got 7 now?
7?
Or it's not my network, but on the network, I think there's 7 shows. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Like, people got to want you specifically because they're going to be oh, wow, there's a whole lot of podcasts here.
It's really nice because people will come for one show and they might be curious as to what the subject matter of another show is. We're a little bit unique in that we just do, a lot of the shows do freeform chat, but they kind of have like topics and we just kind of have a chat and do some improv, some sketch from time to time.
Nice.
It's usually the best shows. I think so.
Yeah.
More fluid.
Yeah.
It's easy.
We're the best show.
This is the best show on this network.
We're the best podcast. You heard it from Trish Didish. Trish Didish gives us the award for best podcast in existence.
In Akron, Ohio.
Akron?
I don't know where that is. We're a little bit north in the bay of the Lake Erie.
Lakewood Beach.
Lakewood Beach.
We know a lot of people from Akron.
Well, we know tons.
That's how we met you guys. Oh yeah, because mutual friends, Anthony Savat. How did you get in contact with Anthony? The both of you.
It was funny. When we got out here, it was on Sunday. Yeah, we got out here on Easter.
Easter.
And then the next day, I was like,
he was hungry. Man, he was like, he's like an addict. Somewhere.
Like, where is there a stage? And she's like, there's not much. And I start scouring Facebook, I start following the threads I find. And Anthony Savat's room at the Water
Street
Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Nice. It
came up on Facebook somehow. I saw a picture of the sacrilegious chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Who was Jorge's character.
Jorge De La Rosa.
Love
friend of the show. Jorge.
By the way,
Thank you, Jorge.
I really appreciated that. And when I saw the photos.
Him.
And then he was actually at the show on Monday. And I was like, I hope this is the same guy. Because if there's two guys in chicken suits performing, I'm leaving this town.
Very chicken heavy town.
I'm going to take my fine china away from this Dixie plate room. No, but no. Actually, I love the bit. It was a great bit. But no, I contacted Anthony that day, and I was like, hey, man, I'm an LA comedian. I'm here from out of town. If you got room on your show, I'd love to be on it. And he got back to me maybe 2 hours before the show. He's like, if you can get here in time, totally. And
sounds like him.
You're on if you're here.
Well, I don't think he gets good reception in his Tom Raper RV.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
The classic. I've only known Anthony for like a little under a year, and I am well-versed in all of his Tom Raper antics and his.
I tried to explain that to him when we were driving here.
Oh, yeah?
Tom Raper. He's like, who's this Tom Raper? I'm like, You'll see.
You'll get it.
You'll get it once we drive through Indiana and
That's
Ohio.
That's a big deal.
Oh, God.
Here for Tom Raper.
Did you actually pass by a Tom Raper?
Four of them.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, cool. And the whole time I was like, he knows, right?
And
like,
I remembered.
He's got to know.
He loves it. I'm sure he adores it.
But it's really cool because everywhere you go, there's always local comedians in a group working hard. People have been honing the craft and working hard. I've been performing for about 9 years now, about to hit my 10th year pretty soon.
Nice.
And it's you see these pockets of comedians, and you see a lot of hard work, and you see all the stages, and it's so great to see, like, everywhere you go, there's a familiarity about it. So, like, you always kind of feel home on the road.
Right.
And it's always one thing that's always familiar is walking into a room of local comedians who are unfamiliar with one comedian in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because luckily, like, I got the goods, so I'm not too afraid.
Well, not only that, but you're a very approachable person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously from your tenure and your amount of time doing radio, of course, and talking to strangers and stuff. But just being in the scene itself, you learn to, I'm going to speak to strangers and I'm going to know exactly what to say to them.
Well, it's counterproductive for me not to.
Exactly.
I mean, like, it would only hurt myself in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I try to be as affable as possible and be non-threatening, and then so it's like, oh, okay, thanks. So you don't mind if I fuck your sister real quick? Because that's what I feel like I do. I show up to a comedy room where a lot of comedians are working hard, and I show up and I deliver. I bring some good
fuck
shit.
Fuck your
sister.
And I record it.
It's much like having sex with somebody's sister, where some people are cool with it and some people aren't very cool with it.
Oh, is that how?
But the people who aren't cool with it, they aren't going to say anything because it's just their sister. Like, they're not gonna get weird.
Some of them are just like, yeah, that's fine.
Right, but you can definitely feel tension. Different types of some people being like, "Wow, you're really talented. Like, I'd love to work with you." Or, "Hey, maybe you can have some writing tips." And there's other people who are like, "Oh yeah, you're pretty funny, man. What are you doing out here?" Like, it's like a really weird divide of comedians. And I just try to be a bridge between where it's like, I just want to party, man.
Yeah, it's so much better just to be positive.
Yeah,
it's so much better to be a positive person in a different scene. I went to Chicago a couple times. And performed a couple times, and it was hard to, in such a short period of time, I was only there a day, to establish a relationship with anyone there.
Yeah.
I would gravitate towards the people I'd already met, but unfortunately, in this industry, sometimes people tend to forget who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
that was in quotes, everyone.
Yeah.
It's all the air quotes.
We love Chicago, too. I lived there for a little bit, actually.
Yeah,
and,
you said so.
Yeah, we drove through there, actually, and we were going to be on stage. He was going to be on stage at Bar DeVille, but they had something going on. But we plan on going back to Chicago. It's a great comedy scene.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a lot of fun there.
The beautiful thing I was going to say about Chino coming to somewhere like Kent was we drove all the way from L.A., Vegas, Denver, Chicago, and then we literally he just wanted to get on a stage.
Yeah.
You know, and it's I love to see that somebody who's like on a stage in L.A., whether it's a room of 20 people, then do a room in Vegas where there's like 300, then hang out with the, you know, and just it doesn't matter what venue he's in, he's the same comic. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? He can be like in Vegas at the D, or he can be in, where were we at? El Chorrito, downtown Denver, and there was the back of a Mexican restaurant.
Hell yeah.
That's
on
awesome.
Opening day,
that's
Colorado Rockies.
To be fair, that shit was fire.
It was awesome.
It sounds amazing.
And to be honest, you're like, what is this place? And then you see it and you're like, no. Heads up to that comedy, 4280.
They do
a great job
out there.
Comedy scene.
I probably had a bad approach. It was a room ran by two females, and I was the first comedian. I didn't know I was the first comedian, so I went up and I told a dick joke. Bad idea. Don't do that. Pro tip for people who are telling jokes for a living or not.
Don't tell dick jokes
in a predominantly female room. They're not going to get it.
I suppose that makes sense.
That's a good rule.
You can't relate.
Or
you can't laugh.
They're going to get it.
Oh my god.
Patun. That's another pun.
So many puns.
So many. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I think I was just moving this, and I. Why don't we just let it play?
That pun was worthy of.
My shoulders are moving now.
We were talking about a Mexican restaurant, so
that's true. You were.
El Tarrito, and that's actually called the Comedy Room Room.
The Comedy Room Room.
Comedy Room Room.
Yeah, Comedy Room Room. If you're ever in Denver, you must check it out.
Yeah.
Must check it out.
I keep being told by people in the Cleveland comedy scene that Denver's a nice scene.
Excellent scene.
Yeah.
It's a lot of support.
Great
scene. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And also a lot of different rooms. And a lot of legal weed.
Everyone's got weed.
I've never been to Denver.
I've never been to Colorado.
The Sunshine State.
Out here when I... Well, the first,
Sunshine.
You were there the first time I got on stage out here.
Yeah.
literally halfway through my set, I was like, by the way, I smoke weed. If anybody has weed, do you guys have weed? Like, I was genuinely out of
Seriously.
Weed. And I was like, ah, we're having a good time.
And I have a heart attack.
So who's cool here?
Oh, probably 100% of that room.
Well, luckily I met a couple friends, and through it I met my boy Jay, who's a cool dude out here. So
great.
Yeah, I'm stoked. He's prowling the Kent area, for all you ladies out there. You don't have to ask far.
But we can't say his name. It's just the letter
you
J.
You say J, and you know. They go.
That was the most vague, like, look out for this guy in this area, ladies.
Ladies.
I prefer to imagine him like a progressive agent where he just shows, or a State Farm agent where he shows up. You're like, I need Jay. I need you.
I like that, yeah.
And he's wearing chinos.
Like a good lover, Jay boy is here.
Ooh,
catch
I like
chino.
That.
What's up, man?
What's up, girl?
No, you're turned around, Jay. You're talking to a treat, bro.
Oh, my bad.
So, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, Johnny, do you hear that?
What?
I hear the fluttering.
Of birds?
Yeah, I hear the fluttering of birds. You know what that means?
I do.
It means the carrier pigeons have arrived. And they have come with messages. Thank you.
Birds.
Don't let the birds shit on you guys on Watch their way out.
It's a beautiful bird.
Yeah. Too bad it has to die. Welcome to this new portion. It's not new.
It's
we do,
not
this, we do this a lot.
At all. Almost every time.
the horns indicate the portion of the show, which means it's time for questions from Lauren Michaels.
Lauren.
It used to be Lauren.
Yeah, we've
gone through this. Now, you guys are new, so we'll explain it. We used to get these questions from Lauren. Or at least we thought we did.
From SNL, the creator.
Yes,
we used to think.
We thought we had a correspondence with him. Fantastic. That he would give us questions to ask our guests.
He's got a lot of free time, so I'm sure he does.
He does, yeah. So he would just write them, send them via carrier pigeon, and they could find us out in the ocean, wherever we may be. But then it was revealed to us that it's actually coming from Lauren Michaels, just a girl I went to high school with.
A crush he had in high school.
Not a crush of mine. Yes. She had a crush on me.
I found your notes. I found your notes.
No, you can look in the yearbook. I did not circle her. She put
I'll
heart
look
around.
In the yearbook. I'll make sure to look in the yearbook. I'll look in your yearbook at the end where it says, love you forever.
from Lauren.
From yourself.
Nope.
And then you put Lauren.
All right.
Did you guys know that Mike Tyson used to breed pigeons?
He used to breed pigeons.
He used to breed and train pigeons.
I wonder if these are Tyson pigeons. I mean, they're gone now, but
that's why there's a pigeon on Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Interesting. Oh, well, I know they're not
played
Tyson
by Norm
chicken.
McDonald, the best pigeon. Sorry, go on.
No,
nice one.
I just had a terrible pun. I said I know they're not Tyson chicken. Anyway,
maybe they are.
Oh,
that'd be great if
no,
we could breed
Foster
chickens
Farms
to fly. Yeah. Like we're giving up on them being food. Now we're just doing them for fun. These chickens can fly. These chickens have extra long legs. It's just for
these
fun.
These chickens were two chickens.
That'd be gross. That'd be scary. All right, let's see. The first question from Lauren. Here we go. For the both of you, you can answer at the same time, at different times, or later off mic if you want.
What?
Ladies One of those first. Won't Ladies be very first. Interesting for the listener. In a world of lizard people, how do we restore the planet back to its utopian white roots?
Oh, God.
Now, Lauren.
Lauren was a racist.
Lauren is apparently
she only white pigeons.
Wasn't that David Frick is the lizard man? Wasn't there that guy?
Was he the first one?
He was one of them.
I don't know David Frick.
He was the first one to
Frick?
Out them.
Isn't that the one?
Out all of
to
them.
To be like, there's lizard people.
There's lizard people here. He wrote
I
a whole
am
book.
One.
Well, I think he was the first person to say it, and other people went, really?
Yeah.
Hey, really?
Was Wait. He in a position of power?
Wait, keep talking.
He's some kind of David doctor Icke, wasn't it? Douchebaggery. I don't even know.
A doctor of douchebaggery. Here's my certificate. It's on the wall. I actually went to Yale as well.
Well, would I say I would say legalize drugs? That's how we're going to...
All of them.
All of them. That's how I'm going to answer her question.
Great.
Can you read the question back to me?
Yeah. I will read I don't
but,
remember
but
either.
But this time in an accent to make it a little bit more like soft on the ears.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it in an
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, do it in an accent.
Put for the look.
In
Your
an
choice.
Accent.
Any accent.
In a world of lizard people, how do we restore the planet back to its utopian white roots?
Well, that's easy. We go to cooler temperatures because we all know that lizards need to bask in heat.
That's
in order. So I say that we allow the forwarding process of global warming.
Wow. That's genius.
I applaud that answer.
That's a genius.
He's good. He's good.
Get the applaud machine going. There we go.
All right. Well, I have
sorry,
one too.
Sorry, I went lame.
Johnny has one as well.
All right. Here's your second question. This is very important. Bloods, Crips, or Banana Boys?
Wow, well, I know where I'm going.
You're asking this question as if there's a choice.
We're not asking. These
are these
Lauren's
questions. Banana Hammock Boys? Like our... friends?
Banana Boys is interpretive, so whatever you see.
Whatever.
Well,
you
for me, I'm the queen of the gays, so I'm going to have to say Banana Boys.
You are the queen?
The queen?
One of the
good
queens.
Heavens,
we're
I didn't
royalty.
Realize that
you did
we
not
were
even know.
In the presence Play. Of royalty.
I'm not even a fag hag. I'm just the queen of the gays.
Hello, my she queen.
Is. Rainbows. Good drag heavens. Queens. Oh, my.
You thought a queen would be a queen, but it's actually
she's
it's
actually
queen.
Me.
It's confusing.
It is.
A little confusing.
But trust me, it's royal subjects.
By the way, if there's any gays in Ohio, call me. I want to hang out.
There's a few, I'm sure.
They're all in the blue parts.
But me,
luckily,
I throw,
and you're one of them.
But me, I throw up that C and walk it out. Crip, cook? No, just kidding. I'm going to get killed on my way out of Akron.
I hope not. I don't know if we have... I know we have a Hell's Angels pact.
We
or,
do?
Or, I don't know what it's called. A sect?
A
yeah.
Pact.
A Hell's Angels pact.
You guys struck me
sect.
As more of a Mongrels area, but I'm
Mongrels.
Yeah, that's
is that a rival biker game?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
see, I know so little about the world, but I do know I went... Past the Hell's
well,
Angels
that's the
house.
Best part of the world.
The Hell's Angels part? The,
sure,
the motorcycle gangs part?
Woodstock.
Hello. There's
nothing there else to
that's all I got to reference.
I was going to say, is Woodstock
that
a
was
motorcycle?
A disaster,
yeah, no,
babe.
They did security for the Rolling Stones and went out of control.
And it got out of control and people died.
I think that's kind of the reason why Woodstock ended, actually.
They were like, this isn't a peace and love.
Well, that's when humans found out that 3 days is the max for a music festival.
3 days.
They're like, all right, that was the first Coachella where they're like, too much? Too much.
That's
all right.
We knew that about Vegas, 3 days out.
Weird.
You were there for 3 days?
No, anytime we go to Vegas, we're never
oh,
there
you
for more than
three days.
You
three
gotta
limit.
Get out. Or you turn into
a whore.
A prostitute.
I mean, what?
Yeah, there it is. You guys.
Same wavelength.
Because
right there,
you
yeah.
need to gamble. Oh,
we're on the
same
wavelength.
Wavelength.
Oh, my God. It's totally
so I found my gaze.
Let's all totally just sit down.
Just get naked.
I mean, we started this the show without clothes, so I assumed it would go. Yeah, I said that was a requirement.
But when I say get naked, I mean strip ourselves of anything that's inhibiting us.
Aw, that's nice.
To really get
I like that.
Naked.
Yeah, we have a queen and a yogi in the studio today.
Like and Yoda.
And no, don't
no,
mention
don't
that.
Don't mention him.
Don't never mention that, please.
Don't mention him. No one knows.
You're
no one knows about
here.
That.
It's a long drive back to wherever you guys were from
Lakewood Beach.
That's where we are.
Right outside
sure.
of Sandusky.
Good old Lakewood Beach.
This is the funniest podcast this side of the Erie. That's
this side
this
of the
side?
Erie. Yeah, fuck you, Toronto. I hate
we
you.
We don't even have our
suck
passports.
Six.
We're going.
Oh.
You guys don't have
don't
your
let
passports?
Drake hear that.
Shots
well,
fired.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize
fired.
That you need
Twitter
a passport
fingers.
To get to Canada anymore. It's been. I've been.
Yeah.
I was in Canada, I think, 9 or 10 years ago. I think.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm getting married in Canada.
You are.
This July.
Mm-hmm. What's
we're going
the
to Niagara. We're going to Niagara Falls.
Nice. I was been to Niagara Falls. Niagara on the lake.
Are one of you two Canadian?
No. We're getting married on the American side, but then we're going to Canada.
Okay.
Because nice. You can't get yeah. married in Canada.
Congratulations.
If you're
doesn't get recognized.
I guess you could have right. a, you could just have a ceremony there. You get the license.
Yeah, we
here
probably
there.
Could get the license.
Are you guys going to jump off Niagara together?
I hope so.
In
I'm
a barrel.
Push her.
It's going to <I'm gonna> push her.
That's love.
That'd be great.
I love
yeah.
you. If you live, it's true love.
Yeah, if you love me, this cask would be padded.
It's a proof
it
of faith.
It is. God.
That's what marriage is, pretty much. It's a metaphor.
It's basically pushing someone in a barrel over a waterfall.
Over a waterfall. That's exactly,
that's basically marriage.
That's well, the best definition.
I mean,
definition.
The statistics are against you.
Oh, we're statistics. All about statistics.
Bringing it back full circle
that's
with these
the,
stats.
That's the third time. Comedy in threes. You know what they say.
They do say that. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
You guys spent 3 days in Vegas then?
Yeah,
your
April
maximum,
Fool's.
As said before?
He was there on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go do a show at the D, which is a downtown hotel that's newish.
Okay,
cool. Oh.
It's new-ish. Cool. It's right
yeah.
on Fremont.
Still got that new comedy club smell. Go check it out. Don Barnhart runs it. He's a great,
the man.
Great, great road comedian as well as a fantastic hypnotist.
Oh,
got
sweet.
One of my
hypnotist?
To, yeah, I got one of my friends to quit smoking. He's a great dude.
I'd like to
do
go
you
to
like,
a hypnotist.
Did, were you, have you ever been hypnotized?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it like, do you know when that's happening?
It's I mean, there's a lot of people who have different experiences. There's people who become more hypnotized than others. But I was definitely visually aware of my surroundings and what was going on. However, I didn't really care.
Okay.
Right.
It was like,
because you were relaxed.
But I'm also a performer, so I mean, I never really care anyways.
Right.
Okay. I mean,
conditioned to ignore.
When you're already like perceptive to suggestion, like that's all hypnosis is they get you in a state where you're perceptive to suggestion. So I was like, this feels funny. Like that's all it really
was. Could you move?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I felt in control of my body, but I didn't feel any reason to put up any resistance. I think that's mainly what it was for me. I was like, oh, I have no reason to not to do this.
Trish, did you get hypnotized?
I have been hypnotized before.
She's highly susceptible.
I was actually in a room with a friend who was trying to get hypnotized, dealing with something personal, and I just went along because I was like, hey, I'll go. And then I ended up being hypnotized, and when I came up, the lady was right in front of me. And then my friend was like in the corner because she didn't get hypnotized.
Oh, really?
And I ended up, I said some things about my family or something. Oh, and I felt really refreshed. Like, have you ever seen Office Space when he like wakes up? He's like, you know?
Yeah, completely different.
I felt refreshed.
Were you aware?
I was not aware. It just happened.
Oh, did you black out or like?
I felt like I'd taken a nap or blinked. Like, you know, you blink and then you snooze. Like how I felt.
It feels like when you zone out. When you just stop paying attention to anything and you're kind of
like middle space stare.
I didn't get up and I wasn't like one of those people at the fair. Like, I just was like, cool, whatever you want to ask me, man, I'm going to tell you. Which is kind of interesting, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. And my friend just got hypnotized to quit smoking and it's helping her
I know a few people that did that.
I've heard of people doing that.
I want to do get hypnotized so I can stop biting my fingernails.
Talk to Don. He's even got CDs.
What?
That he has audio tracks of hypnotism sessions for specific things like quitting smoking.
Does it work? If it's on
obviously.
The tape?
It worked for one of my friends who quit smoking on it.
Dang.
It's case by case, but you know what? There's so much stuff in the world. Are people trying to give you to quit stuff? Why not? Why not try something different that's not a chemical?
Right.
You know, it's not like wear a patch or whatever. Yeah. Take my class. That's
works for
$2,000.
Well, you guys have mentioned that you've tried different types of psychedelics in the past.
Mm.
What would you compare hypnosis to any sort of psychedelic you may have taken? Mm. Nothing like it?
No.
Nothing like, not even in a relaxed state taking?
Maybe like, what's that pill that they used for fake THC?
Oh, I don't know.
It starts with M, like...
I don't know.
Mentos.
The only M... Well, I know MDMA, but that's ecstasy.
That's great. I mean, kids, that's awful.
That's
I'm particularly interested in psychedelics, because I'm not interested in, like, spirituality in a sense of, like, you know, oh, there's a God or something like that. But I mean, like, mentality,
if you're
like, mindfulness.
Hold on.
Highly intelligent.
You say interested. Does that mean outside of the realm of experience, meaning that you haven't experienced?
The only drugs I've ever done is marijuana.
Gotcha.
I'd love to try acid.
Yes, you would.
Yes,
mushrooms,
you would.
MDMA. Because I want it to be in, like, a... sitting in a room with my friends sort of situation where I'm just experiencing it. Because I've meditated in the past. And by the way, listeners, this is hilarious. I know. I'm glad you guys are enjoying this portion of the comedy podcast. But it's just something I've always been interested in trying.
Well, the thing about psychedelics, first off, is it's not like you don't have to worry about addiction or anything like that. Because psychedelics are pretty significant. Like, every time you do it, it's really significant.
Mm-hmm,
it kind of doesn't really
make
you...
need a day or two.
You don't really want to do it again for months. I mean, I normally... Even at my most frequent times of tripping, and it wasn't in between more than, like, 4 or 5 months apart from each other, because it's an intense experience. Whether or not you want it to be spiritual, it becomes spiritual. Whether or not you want it to become a visual thing, it can become... It's many things for a lot of people, but one thing that I found across the board is that it's highly significant.
Hmm.
It makes that day feel like today's the day.
Huh.
And
like it's very intense, very significant. It taps into parts of your brain, taps into parts of your eyes where you take in more light and color. It's a surreal experience that seems self-enlightening, but then when you try to read your notebook afterwards, feel stupid.
Most definitely.
The best thing is that you can't control it, from my experiences, is that for someone like me, my life has been, you know, editorial like events, you know, something that I can't control. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and then you let go. I think that's a beautiful experience. From
right.
It.
Most
it's
definitely.
Because also you let things in your mind go. And if you're scared, then move through them. You know, if you go in with a positive energy, it's usually very positive.
It's something that shows you how infinitely small you are in the universe.
Yeah,
and at the same time, how drastically your position in the universe is solely important.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very weird complex where you're like, I'm so tiny and nothing. I'm a speck of dust. But without this thread in the tapestry, the whole thing would fall to a ball of yarn. Where it's like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's mind bending.
Real deep.
That's the best way I can explain it. Where it's like, yeah, you may be a thread, but without that thread, you would not be a sweater.
Right.
You'd fall apart.
Anything wonderful, you just as much as you do it. Don't, you know, the guys that are burning themselves out and doing acid, you know,
yeah,
walking
don't be
around.
Them.
Don't
oh,
be
yeah,
them.
Most definitely.
and don't be them.
Do it with people you trust.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And nature is the best.
I enjoy my regular weed smoking because it usually just makes me goofy. And because last night I was watching, I watch a lot of soccer, but last night I was watching and I smoked. And then in the middle of the match, I say to myself out loud, it's weird how they only use their feet. and then I was just like, I just said that out loud. I'm like looking around. I was like, good. There's no one here to hear that.
You're like, I need to go to bed.
Am I all right? Yeah, I should go to bed.
I told my dad when I was a kid I wanted to play soccer. And he said, why? You can throw.
You know what? Use your hands,
that's
buddy.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I was really good at baseball. That would be a waste of my talents. You're right there.
All right, before we end the show, we're gonna play a little game.
Okay.
Oh, really?
We're going to play a little game with our two guests, and since they know each other very well, it might be very
interesting. Oh, I think I know which one.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be...
You don't know which one it is, do you?
It's going to be Outdo Me.
Oh.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, it is.
Is this new wave?
Pretty much.
It is. It's retro wave.
Is this Joy Division?
No, New Order, baby.
I do enjoy that song.
That's a great song.
It's very out of place
that
for this
is
game,
a good
though, because this game
is
about the big goofy.
We started playing it when Stranger Things was coming around. So
wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We kind of
I went through a little retro wave phase. It lasted about 3 days. I still enjoy it. All right, here's how this game works. It's going to be between you two. We're going to be the judges. It's very simple.
Ooh.
One of you will say a noun. It could be two words. It could be a phrase. It just has to be a thing.
Noun in nature.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the next person will say something that is objectively better than the other thing.
And
they don't need to be related.
Not objectively. It would be subjectively. Because we're the subjects that are judging.
No, we are universal truths.
You're right. You're good point. Good point. Okay,
it'll be
objective.
It has to be divinely
okay,
correct.
I have to say a better word than him?
You have
is
to say a better anything.
Yes.
She's a journalist, but I'm a
and
wordsmith.
Then it'll go back to Gino, and then it'll go back to Trish until you either stumped or you say something that is clearly not better.
Okay. So it has to be a noun in nature.
Yeah.
So yeah,
if
you
there's
could
a
say
phrase that's kind of a noun-like phrase.
You could say peanut butter. I mean, sex is a verb, but it's also a noun. You could say meatballs.
Walking the dog. Is a noun. Right.
Okay, I got some good nouns.
If you want to start high, you can, but it won't go very far. If you want to start low, you can.
It's wise to start low.
Right. So we're not saying a sentence, we're saying one word.
Just one word.
Okay. One word. All right, who wants to go first? You guys can do some rock, paper, scissors.
And
for
also, if they don't have to be related.
But
people always
are.
Make ones that are related, but you don't have to do that.
There's no time limit.
Okay. I'm going to start easy. I'm going to say frog.
Frog.
Chameleon.
Ooh, I like chameleons much better than frogs.
Flapjack.
Ooh.
Flapjacks
are great.
Now, we can't ask him any questions, but we have to speculate. Now, is he talking about a flapjack like from the Pioneers days where it was just like cornmeal and water?
No, he's talking about the flapjacks that we get in at like Denny's when they're good.
No, I hate Denny's. So
I
that
hate
was a
Denny's
bad,
too. That was
example.
A horrible example. Maybe
now,
Bob Evans.
Now, Bob Evans. I like IHOP. Can
I
imagine they're from
okay,
IHOP? Am I allowed
yes,
to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, they're better than chameleons.
Yes, they're better than chameleons.
Croissant.
Oh, I love croissant.
I love anything French.
That's right.
Marie Le Pen,
my
favorite.
Heart. Oh, God.
All right, I will say that
yes,
croissant is
croissant,
better.
Croissant is better.
Pterodactyl.
Ooh.
Now, pterodactyls are terrifying.
They are terrifying.
Silent.
They could probably eat a croissant.
They're pa-terrifying.
Pa-terrifying.
Zing,
someone knows their...
Zip-zap.
I think
I'll say the pterodactyls are better.
That's pretty much better, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say Snuffleupagus.
Ooh, that's
now, I wonder if she means Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Yes, that's right.
From Sesame Street. I love imaginary friends.
I do.
Anything that, you know, is it's really clearly you something you've created in your mind because you've experienced some sort of childhood damage, it's a great thing.
I think so, too.
So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm going to go with a multisyllabic word of Presbyterian.
Ooh. Presbyterians.
It rolls off the tongue.
Now, I hate them. So
Presbyterians?
But you feel.
Do I feel?
It made you
feel.
Oh,
no. He's convincing me now.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. He's doing a lot of P words.
P words?
Pterodactyl, Presbyterians, frogs.
Pickles.
Silent P.
Wait, they
pickles. Did he do pickles?
No.
Let's just imagine he said pickles.
Okay.
That was a good word. I'm going to say Presbyterians is not as good.
Oh, come on.
Gino has lost the game. No.
I knew I should have gone with Shillelagh.
Yes, you should have.
Trish the Dish is our winner.
Well done. Well done, man.
Yeah, get that applause machine going.
Thank you. Thank you. My journalism degree is
finally coming in handy.
I never thought I'd say this, but I choked on Shillelagh.
That's what you should have.
I was going to say chrysanthemum next.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Chrysanthemum?
Chrysanthemum.
Are you guys just doing progressive? Harder words.
Yeah, that.
We're gonna talk about this in the car. The whole ride home is gonna be
really
word
good.
After word after word. But like, that's a verb. Like, we're gonna get nasty.
It's a fun little game. That's
a nice. Because he's an orator, and then I'm the writer, so he can. He. This is a constant battle our whole life. It's wonderful.
I can say it. She can spell it.
That's exactly.
I can't spell it. I'm awful.
What's good thing you guys have each other.
Thank goodness I'm managing this mess.
I was just walking around misspelling things my whole life.
Just waiting for someone, please. Someone.
He went by Chico for years, and I'm like, "Your name's Chino."
Oh. What do you mean? There's no E in my name.
Oh, that's sad.
There's E in Cheeto. It doesn't make sense.
I think it's a callback to the original. Oh no, it was. There's no A in my name. Oh, almost a callback.
There's no H in my name.
Right on.
All right, cool. Well, that's the end of the show, guys. But we have one section left.
Oh, what is that?
It's the plugs.
Our section is plugs.
Another sexy song.
This song makes me want to plug.
I was going to say, I want to plug into this beat.
That's right.
We love this beat. Nouns. That was Chris B. I haven't plugged him in a little while.
No,
I don't know if he still makes music.
I don't know.
The
don't,
robot does.
Not like,
we don't even know if he's alive.
Not like Chris Breezy. Not like
Chris Brown?
No.
Okay, Chris good. Brown.
This guy,
good.
We know him.
He is Chris. I only know him as Chris B. I believe he is from San Fran.
Fat beat, Chris B. Thank you, man.
That was a sick beat. Yeah. Thanks, he didn't make it for us. He made it for another podcast that denied him. And I was like, you know what, Chris B?
We will not deny
it. We will not
deny it. We'll use it every episode.
We'll use it and we won't tell you. But we'll plug you.
Thanks for the beat,
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not a Crip.
He's a part of the big scene.
When you become syndicated,
you're
this
a banana
is
boy.
Be an issue.
Are you a banana boy?
He's a banana boy. I am most definitely a banana boy.
I'm a banana boy.
Check all which right. pocket I hang my rag out of.
Oh, God.
It's not even. It's just hanging out the
it's
zipper.
It's not left or right.
It's in the zipper, just wagging. Big yellow flag.
Represent.
You guys laugh, but it's true.
Oh, okay. That's why we're laughing.
All right, so you guys are traveling all over the place. I'm sure you guys got some plugs for us for future dates.
Well, we will be down in Columbus at the turn of the month, so come June.
Amazing.
Keep your eyes peeled. Don't have any solid bookings yet, but I'm working on that. However, in the northeastern Ohio area, I have May 11th at the Ignorant Owl down in Canton.
North Canton, Ohio, North right Canton, there. Ohio. We get off at 62.
Near Walsh University.
Very, very, very close down the street.
Next
hey,
to,
Walsh
next
kids.
To Kent Stark.
That's
Walsh
where I work.
Oh, wonderful. Kent Stark. I knew a young lady that went to there, and she was not nice. But anyway, continue.
Well,
I heard there's a
no
saying
judgment.
Out here that's those who can't, Kent. Those who can't, Kent, Kent Stark. That's what I hear. That's what
I heard you can't read, can't write, can't state.
That's a good one, too.
There we go.
So that's at the Ignorant Owl. That's this Thursday, May 11th at 8 p.m.
2 days from now.
And he's doing a whole hour.
And
it's going to be the
excellent.
Bomb.
Yes. And then I'll also be headlining again at the Locker Room up in Broadview
Heights.
Everyone knows it can only be said by two people at the same time.
In unison only.
Otherwise, it collapses into the sea.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you divide by zero, and then Cthulhu comes out.
That's right.
But,
you're headlining that one as well.
Yes, I'll be headlining that one as well, doing at least a 30-minute set. But I like to go long, so I'll just go until people start booing.
And then you start walking out, and you're like, "Oh, this might be
you look too tired. Long.
Yeah, you're tired.
This guy's asleep."
When people's compliments turn to like, "You're so brave," then I'll stop.
You're so brave. So brave.
I would love for someone to nice heckle someone. You look great. I love your beard.
May 17th at the Laugh Stop.
Yes.
In Cuyahoga
Falls. The Funny Stop.
The Funny Stop.
Funny
in
Stop.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Kaga Falls for the people who live there.
Yeah. Cuyahoga.
Kaga.
I was about to say,
two syllables.
I tried to say it.
Like non-saying?
And then Trish corrected me, and I was like, I really doubt all these white people are saying this Native American word correctly anyways. So
they all call it Caucasian Falls.
They call it Caucasian. Or Kaga. If you live there, people say Kaga.
No, they go Kaga Falls.
Kaga Falls.
I heard somebody say they were heckling a comedian who was talking about Jewish people, and their heckle was, "Nobody wants to hear about Jews." And then the guy stopped about that subject matter. So
that's a true story.
You know,
Ohio.
I'm going to tell you that I like clubs that are no holds barred. And that's how I'm going to phrase it. But I'll be at the
funny
comedy
stop.
Competition that they have at the Funny Stop.
Hell yeah.
I won
a couple weeks ago, and they asked me back to do another free show. So I don't really feel like a winner. But, but you know, maybe if I win this one, they'll start paying me. Who knows?
That's what we all hope here. That anyone that goes to the Funny Stop, everyone hopes for that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much going to let them know. Like, after this, like, hey, like, either book me or I'm not coming back.
Pete's an interesting fellow. I'll say that.
You know what's funny? I've worked with like probably three people who are just like Pete.
In LA.
Oh, for real?
And all of them think that they're one of a kind. Yeah.
Oh, do they?
There's like three Pete's every mile, like in LA.
It's a three Pete. It's a three Pete.
What a perfect pun!
Wow,
for the tail end of the show.
No, but Pete was kindish to me. The bartenders there were great.
He's
and
friendly.
The comedians there are fantastic.
Friendly, which,
not friendly at all.
Yeah, and I don't. He'll listen to this because
he won't.
He doesn't strike me.
I don't think he knows how to operate the internet, so that's perfectly fine. Shout out to you, Pete. Salute you. Yeah,
but thanks to the bartender, Doug, I believe his name was. That dude was dope.
Yeah,
he's a tall
guy.
Yeah, tall great blonde guy. Dude. Great dude. And thanks to all the comedians that had me out there. I believe it was Chad McKenzie.
I don't know a Chad McKenzie.
Chad McSomething. McDowell.
I don't know.
Yeah, thanks, Chaddy, for the help getting on stage.
There's a few Chads in the Cleveland comedy scene.
Well, they need to thin.
Thanks, Chad.
They need to thin out the numbers.
The Chad.
This was the funny Chad, so I haven't seen the other Chads.
Yeah,
but if you think it's you, Chad, it's you.
We definitely want to say thank you to Kent, because all the guys there, it reminds me of Maui, because Chino has a group of comedians there called Power Up Comedy, and it's this great scene where you guys are all different walks of life, all different kinds of styles of comedy, yet you come together, and it was really cool. So we got to give you guys some applause.
Yeah, props.
Oh, thank you so much.
Like, props, cuh.
Props, cuh. We've been across the country.
It's good. In my opinion, it's the best small group of comedians as far as like friendliness. I think it's the best in Northeast Ohio, the little Kent scene that we have. I love going out there. It's my favorite place to go far as open mics and showcases. And stuff.
If you ever end up in Maui, let me know. We got bookings for you.
That would be amazing. I was thinking about that just recently, just because just going different places in the United States.
We're going to be there in October and November if it's not too far away.
Yeah. And if any of your listeners end up being in Maui, just check out facebook.com/Maui Comedy. Or you can check out Facebook.com and go to Power Up Comedy. That's the name of our group, Power Up Comedy.
You can follow Chino on Instagram, too.
Yeah, I'm Chino Bra.
Everything.
Chino Bra!
On everything?
Chinobrah, and that's on Instagram, Facebook.
Not like bra, like boobies. Like, yo, bra.
Although I do support breasts.
Very well.
That's nice.
You support them personally?
Yeah, I support them.
He was actually my bra before
get tired
my
arms.
Boyfriend.
I'm four of them.
Salute your titties.
Oh, I forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, we do have listeners out in Hawaii. We do have listeners out in Japan as well. So they're the halfway point between the two of us. So if you guys go out to Hawaii, please check out Chino. Any other plugs for you besides social medias?
Check out my Snapchat.
Nice. Are you a snapper? You do a lot of Snapchatting?
I haven't in a while. I really haven't much to show people lately.
Yeah. I couldn't decide. Like, it's such as a white people or a first world problem. But it's just like, well, if I want to have a presence on a visual forum? Do I want to do Instagram or Snapchat? I gave up on Snapchat.
Yeah, you know, I'm just more about just if I have something funny or something. Yeah, great
then
to
you
capture,
go. Then you
bing.
Do it. If it's funny, yeah, exactly.
Check me out on World Star.
nice. Bring it back to World Star.
Not
is
yet,
that your
but
dream?
A boy can dream.
Is that I was gonna say? Is that your dream to get on WorldStar?
Probably recording one of them is his. Not
if
actually
I
being
can,
part of the.
If I can get viral up. For anything on WorldStar, that I'm gonna rep that like street cred. I'm just gonna put that on a patch on a
yeah,
jacket.
Put that on
run
her,
for
yeah.
president.
I'm just gonna throw it up every time.
I've been dropping
like, hey,
off videotapes
on
everywhere. No one's been streaming them. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
It's videotapes
just
randomly.
I gotta fight more people in public. I think that's what it is.
That's really what you have to do.
I need to drink Four Loko and fight people in public.
That's the key to getting. On World Star
and some milk.
Give me some milk,
Johnny. You cannot follow him on social media because you won't find him.
Nope.
If you find another Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter or Instagram, follow them and ask them this question.
Ask them how much, how many seasons of The Land Sharks or what
Street Sharks.
I'm sorry, I didn't watch it.
Obviously,
for shame.
Sorry,
totally not Jocelyn.
That's what you have to ask them. Whoever Johnny Trowbridge is.
Find Johnny Trowbridge on Instagram or Twitter. That's
yeah,
the other one.
That's the other one.
Yeah. Twitter. And ask them how many seasons of Street Sharks were there.
Yes.
But since you are not working on social media stuff, you work on projects on the sub.
Yeah.
What are you working on this week?
Well, I built a Roomba, but I you know how...
What does it do?
Well, you know how they usually clean floors?
I don't know what it is, no.
Okay. Well,
what does a Roomba do?
It cleans floors.
It cleans the floors. How big is it?
It's about the size of a quarter.
Oh.
But it takes a long time. Yeah. It was a bad invention.
Like, like a quarter ounce? Or like
no, an actual quarter.
Just making sure.
It's actually it's not a great invention. So I yeah.
Oh, that's the first time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
So you tried.
Yeah, I think you broke it when you walked in today.
Oh my god, did I?
Yeah. It wasn't very durable.
I'm not sorry.
I know. It wasn't a great invention. I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
Walk the plank.
Thank you.
Walk the plank.
We have a plank.
Yeah.
We do now. Trish brought one.
I did.
Oh, thank you.
That's why she's mentioned it. She's been trying to mention it the whole time.
Seriously.
Her only plug is the plank that she brought.
I'm actually going to plank off of the edge of the submarine.
Oh, really?
To walk yeah. on
that's
me.
Great.
I'm your plank.
It's gonna be. He's going to be the plank.
Thank
plank.
You.
He's got incredible ab muscles.
I mean,
believe
you'd have to.
I'm
one
I'm
big
planking.
Ab muscle.
I'm planking.
Planking on the sub.
Our social media for the show is follow us on Twitter at The Unbelievables Podcast. The handle is actually T Unbelievables. I'm not going to go into the backstory of that because other people are squatting on Unbelievables podcast names on Twitter. We don't have an Instagram because this is not a visual forum, but if you want to follow me on Instaham, I am at @_Mike_Calhoun. Do not spell out the word underscore. Twitter, I'm @Mike_Calhoun. I say funny things on there sometimes, and a lot of the time I just talk about soccer. Please listen to the show every week. Listen to the Lousy Weather Media Network, guys. There's so many fun shows.
Y'all missing out. Y'all missing out if you ain't.
For sure. And if you're Cavs fans, Northeast Ohioans, check out the Chris Clem's Cavs cast. He's based out of Chicago. Trader, but he's still a big fan of Cleveland sports, so he talks about the Cavs and their run.
Those are all C's, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
You can just say C-Town.
Yeah.
That's right, C-Town.
I think that's everything, but I want to thank our guests.
Thank
you. Trish
thank you
guys DeDish,
so much.
That's right.
Chino LaForge.
Thanks for having us. Guys.
Thank you.
Time.
Corduroy LaForge someday.
Corduroy LaForge.
But
we haven't heard that.
That's
one.
A hotter stage
that's
name
a good
than
one.
What I'm rocking.
We like that.
Name's Corduroy. Corduroy
he
LaForge.
He sweats the whole time.
It's a good one. Hey, aren't you that khaki dude? No, it's my brother.
No, Corduroy. Oh, man, I got a whole marketing campaign I'm making up.
Yeah, it's right. Like you can see it unfold.
Your name and lights.
Your name and lights, kid.
We're not good to run with.
Oh, boy. That's a great one to end the show on. Thanks so much. Goodbye. We'll talk to you next week.
Aloha.
Au revoir.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.